Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Perth's Premier, Tayside's Top.
Tayside's Top.
Podcast, Monkey Sword Fight with myself, Jordan Patrick, and my co-host, Mr. Michael Dotts.
Hello, everyone out there.
That's where you come in with your, seamlessly come in with your words with thoughts, man.
My this. Words with thoughts, I know. But it wouldn't be me if I had one prepared and ready to go.
Fair point. Well, while you're doing that...
So I'm trying to change me.
Sitting here with Mark Appella, Monkey Sword Fight's Premier producer. I'm just going to use Premier. Everything's Premier now. Right, just here ready to go over our usual shit. Are you ready now?
No, I'm not ready. Keep going.
It's only buff it out, man. And we're here to talk over it. It's been quite a busy week. I'm sitting looking at the notes that...
Jordan brought a laptop this week.
I brought a laptop, yeah.
I'm intimidated.
Well, no, it's just I didn't have a pen and a paper and I had a laptop. So. I'm also going to read the things that I copied and pasted off the internet to bring.
That I'm going to read out to everybody.
Saying that, like, I was looking at Mike's notes for the week. I have added 4 sentences. Mike has added a lot more.
So. Anytime I have a thought now, I throw it in that note, that word, notepad, and that's it.
See what goes on with it.
That's why sometimes things may not seem complete. Like, I'll just write like a sentence out and then I'll read it in the morning. I'm like, what was I thinking when I wrote that? I don't know.
Some of it looks fairly interesting. I've actually been writing stuff that we've been talking about a couple of weeks. I've been writing some jokes down.
Jokes?
Yeah.
Have you got any jokes for us?
I don't know if I can. I'm keeping them in the hatch. I want to try and find an open micer. I want to do some shit and see if I can make people laugh.
All right, I got one.
With me. All right, here we go.
I think I may have said this one. Hold on. yeah, I got one. Don't stop when you are tired. Stop when you are done.
Nice.
Stay motivated, people.
That reminds me of a quote my dad used to tell me when I was younger. Like, he said that this manager had said it once. It was an FA Cup game, so it was like a wee team against like Man City or something like that. And the guy was like, he was getting interviewed, and he goes, when you're fighting a gorilla, you can't stop when you're tired. You can only stop when the gorilla's tired.
Oh, that's good.
And I fucking love that quote.
Speaking of quotes, because quotes that our dad said.
Fucking shut up.
My dad always used to say, straighten out that face. Anytime I cry, I'm like, how do you want me to straighten it out? I'm crying. It's hard. But my daughter is getting to that age now where she sees kids with like super designer stuff.
Yeah.
And because they only have one kid and they spoil it and I have two and it's not fair. Yeah. But anyway. So she wanted a different jacket or something. And I remember like when I was... must have been like 12 or 13, and I went to the store with my dad. I went to like 10 different shoe stores, and I wanted a pair of Jordans so bad. And my dad was like, there's absolutely no way I'm paying $150 for shoes. And I was like, Dad, come on. So then we went into Foot Locker, and we were checking out stuff, and I had a shitty face on because I didn't get the shoes that I wanted. And the guy came over, he was like, hey, guys, can I help you out? What do you need? And my dad was like, yeah, he's looking for some sneakers, but he's got champagne taste and I got beer money. And I cannot wait to use that on my daughters in front of somebody.
Also, I remember I used it on my dad once. He came at the flat and he was wanting to put the football on. And I was watching something. And I was like, see, when you pay the bills, you can choose what goes on the table. And I just felt like justice. For all the years that I'd been in the middle of a program and he'd walk in, snatch the TV remote out of my hand, and change it, and he would say those words, and I'd be like, one day, old
man. I hate you, Dad.
One day, old man. No, it was the exact same, man. I grew up in my house, I had a big brother and a big sister, so like, we're never poor, but like, you know, you can see the kids who are cutting about, and like, because you know, when you get football boots, you get like the lower level ones, the medium level ones, and then the full price, like, proper pro style ones. Yeah. I would always get the bottom level ones.
Yeah.
Purely because as well, like, I was fucking firing through shoe sizes, like, it was no one's business.
Like, that too with kids, yeah. Like, I'm not gonna go spend £400 on a jacket for her to outgrow it in about 4 weeks.
Andy's the only one here with no kids, and he's just pissed himself off, and it's me dad up. Yeah.
Staying out of it.
No, but, my kid's not too bad. Like, the thing is, see the difference nowadays is as well, like, when we were younger, like you would have Walmart, and we got Asda.
Mm-hmm.
So like the clothes in Asda looked like shit when we were young. So if somebody was cutting a boot in George wear, you could fucking tell straight away.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, like, here's a fucking perfect example of how they're managing to get away with cheap shit nowadays. Like,
cutting the bows by one of my favorite Scottish.
When me and Megan went to Paris, she went past, there's like a Jo Malone, she fucking loves Jo Malone, some expensive perfume maker. Mm-hmm. She spent £80 on this big bottle of fucking pomegranate noir perfume. Mm-hmm. It smells amazing. and she's, it's lasting for ages, but we're walking through Primark the other day,
yeah,
and there's a perfume stand,
yeah,
and she goes, ah, that says pomegranate on it. I goes, sniff it, and she sprayed it, she's like, it's the exact fucking same.
And do you know how much was it?
£8. And I was just like, see, I never spend more than a tenner on aftershave, because I'm just like, it smells nice, that's all I fucking need.
I know, see, I got for a gift set a long, long time ago, David Beckham's cologne.
Yeah.
And it wasn't super expensive. I don't think it is super expensive.
It's not super expensive.
But it smelled awesome.
Yeah.
And then I turned my nose up at it when I saw it a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking for a cologne, and I ended up spending a stupid amount of money on something else. And I was like, you know, I should have went back and got that. And I'm going to get that next time.
Mate, it smelled really good. I have literally no loyalty. I'm such a cheapskate. I was literally standing, I was in the queue at Superdrug, and I was buying like a bottle of Lucozade, and they have all the fucking aftershave or colognes behind the counter. Mm-hmm. And I was looking along, and I was like, £10. That'll do. That was it. I didn't even see, do you want to try it? I was like, nah, I'll be alright.
Nah, it's fine.
It was this cool bottle. It was like a little bottle, was like the shape of a skull. And it was like matte black and had a little gold crown on its head. And I was like, ah, that's fucking cool. I'm having that.
Serial killer.
Even if it smells like. That's the other thing we talked about this before. I love like the names of men's colognes against women. It's like Jackhammer, Wood. And women's are like Butterfly, Cotton.
It's soft. And that smells good. But not ours. Ours are our verb. We got to do something with ours.
That's early for a tangent, but I liked it.
Yeah, colognes. I went through a phase where I just used the body sprays for a while. Yeah. That was like super cheap. Like Lynx. Like I'm just spraying it up.
I'm not wasting aftershave on my work.
I wear aftershave to work. It smells good for work.
Are these people going to smell me? That's their problem.
Well, I want them to smell.
I mean, I'm clean. Like, I'm not going in there like reeking. But like,
well, my thing is, I like, I talked about this before, but I like having a good walk by scent. I like walking by people, and I like for them to go,
sniff their hair.
No, not me. I like for them to go, Mike doesn't smell like shit. You know what I mean? Like, Mike smells good. Mike smells like
clean. How often do people tell you you smell nice?
Too often. Yeah, so I got feedback.
Yeah.
Dan's back on the
Hey, Dan.
That's
my boy Dan.
Dan said he's got a new drinking game.
Okay.
Every time you say literally, you gotta take a shot.
Oh no, I'm literally so good at it.
I was gonna tell you today at work, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hold off.
Oh man. See, I'm now gonna go back and listen to every episode and just be like, every time I hear it, like, oh,
literally, Dan. Literally.
Me and Dan, we become like an arch nemesis.
No, he's giving us feedback. That's good. He's not saying anything bad. He's afraid of your brother now, so it's fine.
That seems to be the way of it. I don't like you, but your brother scares me. So we're
cool. Hey, whatever works for you. Yeah, it's fine. You know?
No, that's fine, Dan. That is literally fine. Thanks for listening, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. So what's been on the TV this week?
Well, I feel like we should get the giant elephant in the room, and Dan's going to hate me for talking about it again.
We'll
go dark, and then we'll brighten up a little bit towards the...
Well, this was on the TV. This is a good segue.
This was on the TV, so we'll go with the Florida shooting.
Okay.
And the age-old argument and outpouring of prayers and call for reform, and then the NRA don't want reform, so...
Now, I know you said you got some facts about this.
I got some facts that...
Before we get into that, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
All right? So I may challenge some of these things with things that I've heard, just to kind of make things spicy. So dive in.
Spice up.
Talking spicy. That's what we're doing.
Okay. You want me to go first or you go first?
No, you go.
Okay, so basically it's the age-old argument that it shouldn't be legal for people to buy automatic weapons.
Okay.
And it shouldn't take this many incidents for there to still be even a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Now, I read up on a load of different places that had gun reforms and stuff, but I thought there's no point in talking about that because it's not where I'm from. So I thought I'll talk about the one, the major one in Scotland, which was the Dunblane massacre, where a guy, 43-year-old Thomas Hamlin, used a legally owned handgun to kill 16 children between ages of 5 and 6, as well as a teacher before killing himself.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, I'm never reading my notes. Basically, the Gun Control Network after this, which is worked closely with what's called the Snowdrop Campaign, which I'm not sure what it is, but I imagine it's to do with the incident that happened in Dunblane. Yeah. After the shooting, there was 750,000 signatures for a petition to ban private gun ownership. Obviously, it had its opponents. gun shooting, was it pistol shooting, I think, was a fast growing sport, and Marshall Andrews, the killer himself, said, well, personally, the people who were proposing the ban have received death threats over the proposed ban. Now, there's 28 recommendations by the government to control and tighten gun control legislation, many of them centred around the proven licence system. The government at the time went one step further and banned all handguns with the exception of a .22 calibre single shot weapons in England, Scotland and Wales. The following government then banned those as well. Now, the only reason this wasn't worse, or I think the massacre itself wasn't worse, is more powerful guns had already been banned after a mass shooting in southern England in 87.
And oh, really?
A 27-year-old killed 16 people as well as himself in an hour-long rampage. He was armed with a pistol, a hand grenade and an automatic rifle.
Wow.
Now, so after both shootings, the government called a gun amnesty, compensating owners for their weapons. After Dunblane, more than 162,000 handguns were surrendered, and there has been one mass shooting in the country since the laws were tightened. A guy called Derek Bird killed 12 people in Northern England, Whitehaven, in 2010. Now, so we have had, since 1987, so what was that, 40 years? 40 years.
Yeah.
41 years, we have had 3 gun shootings. To put that into perspective...
Wait, not 87, no.
31. Yeah. Okay, I don't do math well, right?
I agree too, like an asshole. I was like, yeah, 41. I am 41. Like,
there's a... To put that in perspective, so we've had 3. That's one a decade, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And in America, since 2013, there's been 300. Now, that's almost one a week in 5 years. And it works out, in 2018 alone, to one every 60 hours.
Brutal.
Now, I'm not saying that all gun owners are fucking nutcases.
No.
I'm just saying that you should not be able to just walk into a shop and walk out with a gun. Like it's fucking your shopping. I was reading online in China or Japan.
Oh, I saw this
you
too.
See that? Yeah. It was Tom Morello from Raging at the Machine posted it. It was like, basically, you have to take... Like, I can't remember, but it's rigorous testing. You then have to have your gun and your ammunition locked in separate parts of your house.
Yeah.
Your police have to know what your house layout is, where the guns are kept, and then you have to retake your test every 3 years.
Yeah, as you should, yeah.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Now, if you're a responsible gun owner, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
And that's what I think needs to change. Because obviously, it's an American culture. People hunt, do you know what I mean? People want to have their protection, and they should have the right to protect their house. And for all the guns that are in America, this is still a fraction of... what the guns that are out there.
Yeah.
And like I say, 99% of gun owners are perfectly normal, healthy, happy human beings who just want to have their own protection for their own safe mind. I'd imagine that a lot of gun owners barely take their gun out of their safe or wherever it is kept.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that gun homicides are 25.2% higher in America than any other high-income country.
Well, this is the... I think we read this last time we talked about gun crime in America... And the Onion, the satirical, you know, website or whatever, they always say, no way to, the headline is, no way to prevent this, says only nation where this happens regularly.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a way to prevent it. And I just think that we're not looking at it, right, you know?
The thing is, I don't know if you'd find out. Someone said to me there was a chart posted.
He's on Google duty.
There was a chart posted showing how much money the NRA has paid to different members of...
Well, it's funny you say that, because one of the things I'm Googling at the moment is I'm looking at their annual lobbying expenditure by the NRA, that's the National Rifle Association, and it's over $3 million the last couple of years. It's actually a drop on 2012 to 2014, where they'd spent over $3.5 million. That's just lobbying those in US government that have influence on gun policy.
Oh, really?
See, that's what I'm saying, the thing itself, the fact that that's in place...
Yeah,
shows to me the system's flawed. Now, I'm not saying we go and take away guns. I'm saying I don't think people should be able to have access to automatic weapons. I think handguns, I can understand. Like I say, we live in a country where a baseball bat is probably safe protection in your house because guns aren't legal.
Yeah,
and the type of criminals that kick about in Scotland probably don't have the money to buy guns in the black market because they cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas in America, I can understand if the bad guys have guns, you should have guns. But if you can crack down, price them out.
That was one of the things that I met I got met with when I was talking about this with one of my friends, who isn't pro-gun at all. He doesn't have a gun either. He said that if you totally take away all the guns, which, number one, isn't an option in America.
No.
But if you totally take away all the guns, then it's going to create a large black market for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yeah, but then that, they did that in Australia, didn't they? Like, yeah. they had an amnesty when they were like, you know what, give us your guns, and then that'll be... And they have saw gun crime go down quite a bit as well.
That was another one that I did read up on, but I didn't put down. But, like, I'm sure the average price of a handgun on the black... or an automatic weapon on the black market is something like fucking thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So I just think that it should be... And like you say, it's impossible to take away all the guns in America.
Which is a joke to even say, but it's true.
There's your difficult problem with taking away all the guns. Per capita, there are 101 guns per 100 people in the United States. So that's saying straight away you've got over 3 million guns that you would need to get out of circulation.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is just, you shouldn't be able to easily buy a weapon.
I agree.
No one. I think if you're going to buy a gun, you should have to go through a rigorous, almost painstaking process so you can be 100% sure that's what you want.
And these people, like, I don't know about how much you guys use Twitter, but like, you can see the people who are so pro-gun. It's like, you guys are gonna be fine, you're gonna pass your test. If you like guns this much, don't worry, you'll pass the test. I'm sure it should be bullshit anyway. And you'll be able to keep your gun, so don't go crazy. No one's trying to take your guns away from you. This is the same thing I saw Obama talking about. This was this must have been maybe 2015, and they were trying to force his hand. They were like, "Well, it was like a town hall thing."
Was that like the he's sort of sitting in like the crowds in a half circle?
Yes,
and he's walking around. Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, and he was just like, he's like, "I'm trying, but they won't let me do anything about it." He's like, "No one wants to take your guns away." He's like, "Anytime I even try to put common sense legislation out there, they say Obama wants to take your guns away, and then everything gets shut down," which doesn't help.
That's what I'm saying. It's the fact that these laws are called common sense laws.
Yeah.
It should just be common sense. If you are a crazy person,
yeah,
you shouldn't be allowed a weapon.
I agree.
That's literally all. I think that's all that people who are anti-gun want. Is it just to be a safer...
But the problem you've got then is that the Congress, which is Republican-controlled in the US, scrapped the Obama-era rules on gun control and also some mental rules as well.
Yeah,
and that was basically this time last year, start of February 2017.
Well, I heard that Trump is kind of bending on this a little bit now. I think he's getting a lot of pressure. And it's sad to say, and I hope this doesn't sound horrible, but it's going to take like a massacre of like someone's kids that we care about. Like, it's gonna need to be like a star,
a kid that you can put a face to.
Yeah, and their parents, who has enough money to not work and not bother them if they protest all the time, they're gonna have to go out, and then they're gonna have to go on the war path and be in Washington every day for things to change. That's the only thing that's gonna change it. What doesn't help though is, like, I saw something, and I actually repeated it at work today, and I feel like an asshole for saying it, but it's about the 18 school shootings since 2018. Since the beginning of 2018,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, that's not true. And they were talking about, like, they counted schools that happened, like, in shootings that happened in school zones or in, like, no mm-hmm. gun zones or whatever it is. I think the number is only like, it's 8, and then I was like, holy shit, the number, we're saying it's only 8 school shootings. Don't worry about it. Only a handful of kids got shot up since 2018. What are you talking about, Mike?
Don't be such a poof, man. Fuck.
I know, right? If you can't handle kid murder, what are you doing around here, you know?
Yeah, that's just, like, we're
desensitized to all this now. No one really cares. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. It is. Someone put up, like, it was like a cycle diagram, and it was just like school shooting, national outpouring, calling for gun common sense laws, everyone forgets, gun shooting.
Yeah.
And it just
goes around.
Yeah.
It goes in a circle.
That's what it is. It's just the fact that there is no change.
Yeah.
Like, they were quick enough to pull Tide Pods off of the shelves when people were eating them, but there's nothing that can be done about gun crime when people are literally being shot.
There was another podcast I was listening to. Did that happen last Thursday? Oh, no, it happened probably around a week today, actually.
I think it was the last time we were in.
And a podcast, Adam Carolla Show, I listen to all the time, and he has a guy on whose name is Dennis Prager. He's super conservative, but he's common sense. I like listening to common sense conservatives because they make everything sound simple. It's kind of like, well, no, you can't do this because of that. And they don't have as much emotion as, like, the liberals have tied up.
Yeah.
So I like listening to that, even if I don't agree with everything. But Prager's normally common sense. I normally agree with it. And then they were talking about how they can eliminate these school shootings. And he was like, well, it's simple. The answer's so simple. You have to arm the teachers. And I was like, what?
I
understand that is an option, which is fine. And I agree with what he said it was, because if they know that there's guns there, they won't go there. I understand that. Mm. Or they won't go there as often. That does make sense to me. I understand that part of it. But he painted it as if it was this common sense. Of course, why would you do anything else but give teachers guns? I was like, well, maybe Mrs. Johnson doesn't want to handle a revolver in class.
I would understand that if they were saying we have to give people in banks weapons.
Yeah.
Because the people who go there with guns are there for a purpose.
Yeah.
The people who go and shoot up high schools and primary schools, they don't give a fuck if they end up dead or not.
No.
They're literally going there to cause some chaos. And the fact of the matter is, a teacher with a gun, who's probably not military trained, has probably went on a couple of day course on how to handgun. If they're faced with an active shooter and they have got 20 young lives to protect, hands going to be shaking all over the place. There's more likelihood that the teacher's going to end up shooting
someone. Never mind that. What if the gun accidentally goes off?
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
You know, kids get their hands on it.
And we all know what's going to happen. It's going to be the black kid that gets shot in school. I'm serious. No, it's going to be little Tyrone was acting up in class. He was reaching for something in his book bag. It was a goddamn apple. And Mr. Johnson blew his head off. Well, and sure, when he got off in court, because he had a gun, he was supposed to have it.
Well, that's what I'm saying as well. I don't know if you'll mind this, Andy. Years ago, there was a case where a young man got shot in London, and because he had a gun-shaped lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And
which I've seen and are pretty cool.
Yeah, but you don't take them out of the house. Do you know what I mean?
To my smoke shop.
And he got shot because the police thought he had a weapon. And you know what I mean? Yeah, there's too many people with itchy trigger fingers out there.
Yeah.
And it's too easy for them to get guns. Would you not see the video of the fucking armed police guy shooting the guy in the hallway? The guy was crawling towards...
Oh, yeah, ridiculous.
And the guy fucking put him down. And it's just like, these people... And this guy had been reported to having had mental health issues. There's not strict enough gun laws. There's not strict enough mental health laws for the people who end up having the guns. Even people in the police and the army and the... So when there's not enough done with post-traumatic stress disorder, people who come out of the army and then go into the police.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all policemen are fucking bad racists who want to shoot black people.
No.
But I'm saying the fact of the matter is, there are people out there who have access to guns who are not mentally fit to hold any sort of weapon.
And by the way, going back onto the point about arming the teachers, I don't understand where we're getting all this money from to train people, because some schools don't even have good books out
there.
So I don't understand where you're going to get guns
from. Do you think they're going to get put on an intensive 6-month course, or however long it is a policeman takes to get trained in firearms? No. It's going to be a weekend job.
Well, whatever a policeman gets clearly isn't enough.
Exactly.
Because they're not using it.
You know what I mean? But a teacher's going to get like a weekend course where they're taught how to load, point and fire, but they're not going to get any sort of active training where they're in a real life situation.
Yeah.
Where they're going to have to do that. And I know I don't know about you, but like, if I was faced with it, if I had 20 kids and they were my responsibility and there was someone out there shooting, and I had a gun, I'm going to be jumpy as fuck.
Well, this is what this guy, Dennis Prager, was saying as well. He said he would rather it be a shooting gallery than just a slaughter. And I kind of understand where he's coming from with that. At least you have the opportunity to pick off, you know, somebody that's shooting the kids or shooting at you and the kids. But, I mean, I think it's just, and this is where I was saying about being devil's advocate, you know, before you started talking. Like, I think Americans need to admit, or a certain liberal Americans need to admit, like, this is where we are right now. Like, unfortunately, we have to teach our kids to dodge bullets at certain points.
Yeah,
it may not happen. Statistically, it may not happen.
There's a thing I read, and it was apparently, like, a woman, a kid had come home from school.
Yeah.
6-7-year-old kid. Like, our kid's age. And they've been taught, if anything bad happens in the school, where to hide or to run erratically so there was less chance of them getting hit. And I was like, they're now teaching kids who are sub 10 years old how to dodge bullets.
It's crazy, man.
It's
fucking
and
crazy.
Like, I was talking about this moment, like, making me serious, it's impossible for us to understand. Because I think I was probably, like, early teens before I even seen a gun.
Yeah.
Like, before I even noticed, like, whenever I was maybe down in London going on holiday with my family, and first time I ever seen an armed officer.
Yeah.
And even to this day, like, I was down in Birmingham for a couple of years ago with work, so I was still in my mid to late 20s. And there was people walking about with assault rifles. I still felt edgy as fuck.
Yeah, me too. Every time I go to the airport and I see those guys with those big, I don't know if they are AR-15s or whatever
and
they
got. And then when we were in Paris last year, because it was not long after we were in the Paris escapades, episodes, whatever. I can't remember what happened. Like some say, I can't even remember now.
Yeah.
That's what I said. These things should be like, oh, can you remember this? Can you remember that? But I can't even now.
No.
And there was like, we're waiting in the queue for a Louvre, and like the soldiers are cutting a bit with fucking automatic rifles and then handguns at their hips. And it was just like, Christ.
This is what it is now, yeah.
Ah.
But there's something else I keep going back to too. If it didn't change for Sandy Hook when they massacred 5-year-olds, who gives a shit about anybody else then, right?
Yeah,
like it doesn't really matter at this point.
I know, like the size of Scotland compared to America is massive, and like you say, we've still had 3 in 30 years.
Yeah,
but I'm saying that if you make it stricter, then it's gonna come down.
Yeah, I don't understand. That seems like common sense to me.
Yeah, like because this crazy person, how old was he? 17, 18?
17, yeah.
So imagine there was a strict process and the only way he'd get a gun was on the black market for X thousand amount of dollars.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have happened.
How much do you think an automatic rifle costs?
What, the one that that guy used?
Just roughly what you think it would cost you in American dollars.
Yeah.
$250.
Yeah,
under $500 at least.
It's $1,500, but a handgun would be roughly about $211. But so you could still go buy a semi-automatic pistol for a couple of dollars.
Where is he getting? I don't even got $1,500. Where is he getting his money from?
Like it's just, it's ludicrous. It just, that's all it is. It's like you say, it's ludicrous that in 2018 we have become desensitized in the Western world to mass slaughter or attacks.
Did you see the guy? It's not his real parents. It was his.
Yeah, it was like a foster
host dad. Yeah, Fort Forrest, and he's actually sticking, no pun intended, sticking to his guns and saying, like, yeah, he had the gun, but it was his right to have the gun. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But how do you think those parents feel that you're saying?
Whoa! 17 years in America aren't allowed to have a beer.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
You're gonna,
too.
Yeah, it says you can't get drunk, but boy, he can have that fucking automatic rifle.
Well, what about another guy? I was reading on Twitter. His name is Ben Shapiro. Really good. He'll shoot down any argument. He's really good. Conservative guy though, so I don't agree with everything. But he was saying that someone asked him, "Well, why don't you just have?" Well, first he said, "Well, I've yet to see any like laws that liberals have been coming at me with to say like how we can stop this." He's like, all I hear is like emotional arguments. And then someone said, well, why don't we just push the age to own a gun to 21 like we do for alcohol? And he was like, oh, what? So people can fight for their country and then go, but they can't own a gun at home. And I was like, yeah, I don't understand why that's an issue. Yeah. Why is it an issue?
People can have a weapon in an active war zone where other people have guns, but
yeah, that's okay.
When you're just walking around the high street, you don't need to have an AR-15 strapped over your shoulder.
He's not going
to
be in Iraq and someone go, you can't fire that, son. It's fine for him to use that when he's at war, when he's training. But once he leaves the base, holster that shit somewhere in the base and go
boil
party.
It all down, it's in the title. All they want, all the liberals want in America is common sense gun laws. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't want to take people's guns away because I know, like I said, there's responsible gun owners, there's people who hunt for a living.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these people would pass their test easily. But I think it just needs to be made more difficult in the sense that if you really want a gun and you're sane enough to do it, because like I said, in Japan, like I said, they have to go through an actual mental test, like a mental health well-being test,
yeah,
to show that you're balanced enough to have a gun. Of course, there's going to be people that slip through the net, but there's not going to be 305 years.
At this point, I just want to see something done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what it is, not necessarily even if they want to arm teachers, just do something.
Yeah.
Like, just make a move in a direction so we can rule it out and say, all right, this didn't work.
That didn't work. Like, because I asked Rayleigh, me and my parents were talking about it, and Rayleigh was at the table. So we weren't, like, going into it, but we were just talking. And I asked Rayleigh, do you know what's happened? And he's like, no. And I was like, yeah, fine, don't worry about it.
Mm.
But, like, so that's all right for kids over here. But the fact of the matter is there's kids Rayleigh's age, or Sienna age, or Skyla's age, in America that know what's going on,
yeah,
and what they need to do in that instance.
To me, that's sad. Like, I understand that is the reality, but
yeah,
I just think it's super sad.
It is. It's heartbreaking. Do you know what I mean? It is, and these kids need to know because, horrifically, there's a 25.2% higher chance that it's going to happen to them. Not specifically school shootings, but do you know what I mean? There's a much higher percentage this is going to happen to them over there than in a country where guns aren't legal.
The one thing that I read, and who knows if it was real, and I doubt everything I read now, but a girl came home and she said that someone told her that she would be like the first to die because she had like some pair of shoes that lit up or something like that. And like if there was a shooter, he'd see her first. And I was like, imagine your daughter coming home or your son coming home like, oh shit, I need to get me some new shoes.
I would walk into that school, find that child, and backhand them straight away.
Quick tangent. I remember, like, this kind of put me off. I think I may have told this, but it kind of put me off religion at an early age. Like, someone told me I was going to hell because I didn't. Did I say this already?
Yeah, you said it a few times. No, kind of, because I was like,
edit that out.
I was in the early days.
Yeah, that was early days. But someone told me I was going, for people, for new listeners.
Yeah.
Someone told me I was going to hell because I didn't go to church. And I was like, fuck this. I'm like, not bowing to your God.
Well, I don't want to upset Dan anymore, so I won't say any more on the topic. I just think, and this is just my two cents from as an outsider's perspective, I just think it should be more difficult.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the long and short of it.
But it's me being a stubborn man, I understand, well, I don't understand, but I see why they don't want to budge at all, because it'll lead to more of their, what they consider, you know,
yeah,
whatever, being taken away. But something's got to get done. If people care, like, I don't understand how you can see these things happen and not try to do something.
It's just your human instinct needs to kick in at some point.
Yeah. Like,
even if you are a gun-loving human being, you have to see that you should then be willing to prove that you're responsible and sane gun owner. The only people who have to worry are crazy people.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Well, anyway, how's this for a tangent? Talking of America.
America!
Did you catch...
Oh, God.
Fergie's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner at the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, my goodness. Let's try and find it and play it for people who haven't heard it. Yeah, I did hear it. I thought it was bad, but I didn't know it was really that bad until I saw the players laughing.
Yeah.
Because they normally...
Well, we play a little bit. Can we just play
it? Yeah, let's play a little bit. Oh. This is
right. She's doing like a slow jazz number, you know what I mean?
Oh no.
It was bad, thank you. It was bad.
It was just, yeah, it was like, I'm not being funny, right? But see songs like that, just do them.
Just go.
Just do it. Just do them. Just do the number. I was listening to a podcast today and they went through like the top 10 national anthem balls ups,
yeah,
and some of them were fucking brilliant. Just like people forgetting the words. There was one that Michael Bolton full on stopped for 4 seconds because he was like, and then just carried on crooning. But I was just, oh man, it was like, just leave it as it is.
Yeah, that's the one song that doesn't need to be messed with. That
doesn't need to be messed with. Like, yeah. And she's come out and apologized.
She has.
She's like, I was a swing and a miss type of thing. I'm just like, you can sing, that's undeniable, but. You don't need to change the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, I think people just want to do too much. It's kind of like, all right, if it would have worked, it would have been big. But I don't know if that's the moment for it anyway. An All-Star game.
It's big for the female singers, though, isn't it? You know, if you go out and do the national anthem and you play Whitney
and you kill it. Style, yeah.
I suppose when I was Christina Aguilera, when she did it, even when she forgot the words, she had that. So she could, like, stretch out a note while someone whispered the next line into her ear. But, oh, man, it was bad. I did want to talk to you about the All-Star game, though.
Okay.
So you and one of the friends, Dan, were talking in the group chat about how it's just not... It's the same old thing nowadays. And then I was thinking... So the dunk contest.
Mm-hmm.
Why do none of the big names do it anymore?
I don't know.
You think about it, like, LeBron doesn't do it. Curry doesn't do it. Durant doesn't do it. Westbrook doesn't do it. Back in the day, that's where the Air Jordan thing came from.
Yeah. Was the dunk contest. That's true. Yeah, even Dominique Wilkins did it.
Vince Carter.
You know, Dr. Vince Carter,
Vince Carter did it. He was like the biggest of the big at the time.
I think Tracy McGrady may have even done it as well.
Do you know what I mean? But like the big guys don't do the dunk contest anymore.
I don't know. Maybe, do you think maybe it kind of takes something like, I guess maybe like with LeBron, do you think that takes away from his... kind of, I don't even know if he has any mystique at all.
No, that's what I mean. I would love to see LeBron, because whatever these guys can do,
yeah,
I feel like LeBron could do it even better.
But see, that's the thing, like, and this is what I was talking about in the group chat. It seems like everything has been done. We have seen large men of color dunk the ball in every single way possible.
Different variations.
And then, LeBron could only, like, match or screw that up or be worse, you know what I mean? So if I'm him, I'm kind of like, nah.
That's what I mean, but I think that's maybe what it is, that you don't see the big names now dunking. Like, no. Obviously, these guys who are doing it are great basketball players, but like, as a casual observer, I didn't know who any of these people were.
I knew a couple of them, but like I know them by name, but I don't watch as much NBA as I should, which is why I'm so low in the standings in our fantasy league. But
we'll have to resign ourselves to the fact that Daniel Farrell's won that.
Yeah, he has.
He hasn't been off the top spot once since it started.
Yeah, he's dominating.
Like a dick.
But I think All-Star Weekend is just such a good thing. Like the NFL could learn from them because
it's phenomenal.
The whole weekend is awesome. You don't see any trouble. Well, not anything having to do with the NBA. And
you see the the celebrity game in that as well.
Celebrity game's awesome.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's great. Like Kevin Hart's fucking tremendous at it.
He's everywhere. Why is he everywhere?
Oh, do you know as well? Like, you know what was really impressive? The guy who dunked over a crouching Kevin Hart. I could dunk over a crouching Kevin Hart.
That's like stepping off a curb.
I was going to say, yeah, man. It's like, guy's fucking tiny. But yeah, he is everywhere. People have forgotten that he was cheating on his pregnant wife.
Yeah, well, when you're
that
out
was
there.
Only like 3-4 weeks
ago. It wasn't even that long ago, yeah.
And he gave the world's shittiest apology.
I think she's forgotten too. Yeah.
Of course she has. She's just had a wee look at the old bank balance. But you know what? It's not too bad.
It makes everything better.
Oh, Christ. I'd shout Kevin Hart if I had his bank balance. Whoa.
Moving on swiftly.
Hey, whoa.
Oh. Other sports on TV. Are you watching any Winter Olympics?
I've watched a bit. Did you see the Hungarian woman who is not a skier? But she played the system and got into the Hungarian national team.
No, I saw... I seen it this morning, but...
I don't know if you can think, Andrew, it's just like amateur half-pipe skier. And like, so basically what it is there's a certain criteria, so you have to go to all the qualifiers and you have to place in the top 30. Now, this place doesn't have 30 competitors in this sport, so she obviously has a lot of money, so she went to all the qualifiers, and so literally there's all these people pulling these mad flips, and she just goes... She just went up the thing, got about 3 inches of air, and then back down, and just did that, and finished dead last.
That's smart, because she'll probably get some type of endorsement or something.
Oh, mate, I just thought, it was just that day, I was just like, that is brilliant. Some of these sports are fucking weird. What's the one where you have to run along in your skis and then shoot a target?
Yeah, cross country something, I assume. That was weird. What's your favourite though? What's like your favourite sport to watch?
I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one where like they're on like sort of shorter skis and they go down a slope and up this ramp and then they just go high up in the fucking air and then pull all these weird flips and then just go like, boom and just land.
Oh,
sweet. Either that or the bobsled.
Bobsled, yeah. I like I was watching a little women's hockey. Well, hockey's good. I like hockey.
Mm.
But women's hockey was really good. I think that's like my favourite women's sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like team sport. I like the individual racing and stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Also, I've been watching a lot of what's the one with the brooms and the ice? What the fuck?
Curling.
Yes. There's
like half the team not from Perth as well.
Really?
I'm sure like quite a lot because obviously curling's big because we've got the ice rink.
Yeah.
Perth's got a big curling history.
Yes, I always see the BBC vans out there.
Yes, yeah. I think they do because I remember I'd done this community day with my work and it was like. The Women's International Curling Championships. And it was like countries from everywhere.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? In Perth, it was like Canada, USA. Like, it was nuts.
I want to give it a shot.
I've always fancied it. I can't skate, so I'd like to get the shoes
on. Yeah, I was going to say, do they need skates? Because I see them sliding along.
No, it's like special, smooth shoes. That you can like kind of they grip the ice.
Yeah.
But like you don't slide. And then the person who slides the stone has different shoes on.
So do you know how to play this?
I don't know the rules, but basically I know. So one person pushes the stone.
So one team has red, one team has yellow.
I've got the rules here.
Yeah, I don't have the rules, no, but then it's like they're polishing it with the brushes and that.
That's
like,
to get it to go in the direction they want it to
go. I'm sure one brush smooths the ice
to
make it go faster, and one brush roughs it up so it slows it down.
Just friction.
So it's basically they have to, one person will polish it so the thing will go faster, and then as it gets closer to the target, the other person roughs up.
It just looks like bowls on ice, except you're kind of polishing the path before the storm.
I mean, that's how it came about. There's two old guys playing bowls, and it got to fucking December.
It's cold.
On the lake.
Yeah. And you just thought, okay, the courts are full, Davey. Oh, just fire on the day, mate. And you see, I'd like to give curling. I've never ever given curling a shot, and I quite fancy it. I get to be a good laugh.
But you can't go to like the park and play. You gotta go to what's the place that has it.
I wonder if it's like booking at Bells for a game of 5-a-side. I think you can just book at the jersey.
5 ahead, guys. Get on the ice. Go ahead. I was watching some speed skating too. That's awesome.
Like, yeah, that's
the quads of these people are massive.
Have you ever seen the video of the Australian guy who accidentally won gold?
No.
See if you can find Australian speed skater. Basically, he's coming around the last bend and he's in dead last, and then the first five people all wipe out. So he just whips round and wins the gold, but it's the look on his face.
Is that this year?
No, this was a couple of years ago, but he just like whips round, and then as everyone falls, he just goes, pops a smile and he just slides right in the front.
If any of our listeners want to have a look at it, obviously they won't be able to see this on the podcast, but yeah, just type in Aussie speed skater in last wins gold and it comes up, and there's also an Aussie man reviews
the Aussie man
as well. However, I might be the only person in the world that doesn't think he's that funny.
I don't think he's that funny
either. Nah, I think he's just
I prefer, I suppose, there's a guy I don't know if it's the same person, but there's a guy called Alex Williamson. He's an Australian comedian and he does some really funny stuff.
He is funny, yeah.
He is good. He done a...
It's called Shooter.
Yeah, Shooter, that's it. Yeah. He done a commentary on somebody he did a go and he goes, I haven't went back that far since my dad headbutted me into the fish tank in 94. Apologies for the poor
Australian accent.
Better than Mike's Scottish accent.
Aww.
Let's have a look.
It's a broad brick lech tenech. That was shite.
Just keep. Can I just keep it quick on sports? Just a small tangent.
Winter Olympics first. So going to Olympics, would you like better winter or summer Olympics?
I think I prefer the winter. I've not watched the
whole. Really?
What? I don't watch a whole heap of Olympics, man. I don't get caught up in all the. I just don't get it. It's not the type of thing that...
Is it because, like, Scotland... If Scotland had its own kind of...
It's not even that, man. It's like, I just don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, like...
See, I like the summer because I like the basketball,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, well, see, that's the
swimming. Track and field.
The swimming too, yeah.
Swimming is absolutely brilliant.
Swimming, like, track and field I get a bit bored of, especially the long races.
Yeah, the long ones I like, but the 100 metres.
I don't mean like the gymnastics and that's pretty good, but like I don't know, man. I find the winter ones a bit more interesting.
Yeah, I've definitely found it in the little that I have watched. I've grown an appreciation for the Winter Olympics this year.
It's never ever been my thing. It's never even much like a thing that in my house when I was younger. Like, it was never a thing that got put on, so it's never really bothered me.
I don't remember the Winter Olympics. Maybe until the last one. That's
I remember cool runnings, and then I remember this year. Like,
did you hear what happened with the Jamaican bobsled team?
No,
they pissed off their manager, the female bobsled team, and she took their bobsled. She fucked off at Jamaica with their bobsled. And they were like, we have no bobsled, man. And then they ended up getting another one.
I can just see this woman just hiking this fucking thing as that.
As a carry on,
ungrateful. Bastard.
She's trying to put it in the overhead bin on the plane.
It will fit.
What's interesting though is Red Stripe, everyone's favourite Jamaican beer, swooped in, saved the day, came to the rescue by paying 40 G's for a new sled for the
boys.
And a crate of beers as well.
I'm getting some Red Stripe this weekend to celebrate that.
See, now just talking about different things. Did anyone see the new football strips for the World Cup got released?
No.
The Nigeria strip is a thing of beauty.
Is it really?
Oh, but have a look, just put Nigeria World Cup 2018 strip. It is. I want it. Like, I have no affiliations with Nigeria, as you can tell from my completely white complexion, but this strip is just beautiful.
Well, World Cup.
That's what I think it's,
this is a good pod, by the way.
Oh, that's a bad one.
It's a throwback to the one they had in the 94 World Cup.
Yeah.
Is it these?
No.
This is terrible pod, by the way.
Right, turn around.
Speaking of... Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
That is a thing of beauty, like...
Well, we'll post a picture on the Facebook page. Sorry. Right,
I'm not watching much of the World Cup this year, if any at all, but Nigeria have taken on my team just for the fact that is gorgeous.
I don't know if I've mentioned this either because I have a horrible memory, but my sister did one of those, you know, those things where you spit in a test tube and you send it off to the company.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And my ancestors were 33% Nigerian.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so
oh,
I can kind of get that.
Yeah, you can get away with that. Nice.
My people.
You're my friend. So
not watching the World Cup, but I can do it. Well, yeah, it was weird. Actually, I'm going to try and find it, actually. I still have it on my email. I really want to try that. DNA.
Because I think, as far as my old man can tell me, my ancestors are from Fife. So, you know, a little less exotic.
What's their strip look like?
Shite.
Shite in a jersey.
Probably brune.
Oh, it was Ancestry.com that my sister did, actually. Oh, no, it's expired.
Oh, shit. See, I've always I've always wanted to do like a family tree or something like that. I mean, quite interesting. Like, there's a, my gran's got a photo of like her grands. So what's that? My dad, my gran, my great gran, my great great gran. So that's like four generations back.
Yeah.
And like the photo is mental, but the weirdest thing is, I think my granny's cousin is the spitting image of one of my little cousins when he was wee.
It's crazy. I was find that really like weird
because it's this old school black and white photo.
Yeah.
Like properly, and it was just, it's so weird.
It's so crazy how it works like that. You could be like, wow, you look like your uncle's cousin from back in the day. Alright, what were we going to say about 10 minutes ago?
So just keep it on sports before we come off. I was having a smoke the other night, and I was flicking through Instagram on the Discover page, and this guy called Big Prime Time.
Big Prime Time.
Came onto my feed, and basically what he does, right, he's this ginormous black guy who looked like he might have played D-lineman at one point. And what he does is he puts on his pads, and as far as I can gather, people pay him to tackle deadbeat dads.
Oh, I've seen this,
I don't know if it's staged, but if it is staged, he must be paying these people a fortune because he hits these people. Like, there's one where he walks into a gym, and this guy's obviously a personal trainer, and he's just like, hey, you Steve? He's like, yeah. Boom! And just smashes this boy.
Have you got the one I saw earlier on?
Yeah.
I was just like, what's going on here? It's just got
This is what we're like, so he's given his pads to his cousin because his cousin doesn't think he's going to hit him that hard. And he like gives his cousin this, this great pod, but like, he literally just go and have a look, Big Prime Time. Oh, shit!
Ah. Do you know what I'll do is all the videos that we've talked about tonight, I'll go and post them on the Facebook page
when
we speak just now. So anyone
who just wants a laugh, just want to spend 5 minutes just flicking through his Instagram, Big Prime Time is fantastic. I'm a big fan.
I watched on Netflix, did you see Dirty Money?
I've not, no.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's basically, well, just what it sounds like in the title, Dirty Money. It's basically how people or businesses get money through not necessarily illegal means, but not, the, you know, upfront.
Yeah. Money laundering.
I guess in some ways there was money laundering. So one was like HSBC, how they worked with like a lot of cartels in Mexico. Not worked with, but they didn't... they wanted to keep their custom. So they looked past certain flags on their systems. For certain amounts of money, which I did not know.
Fucking HSBC.
They had one about Trump, of course, because he's a slime ball. They had a pharmaceutical company that jacked up prices on, like, rare drugs for people.
Is this the guy that bought the Wu-Tang album?
You know, like this is the guy that he... This is the reason why all this came to light, because he mentioned them in an interview. And he was like, well, I'm just doing what this company's doing. And this company's taking drugs and just jacking the price through the roof. They kept buying companies and buying companies. And they weren't, like, developing the drugs. Mm. They were just buying them and then taking a pill that was, like, $17 a pill and throwing it up to, like, a couple of hundred. And people were, like, struggling to get it. And, you know,
that's
crazy.
That's bananas, man. That's another
thing. Isn't illegal, but it's
unethical.
Slimy.
Yeah, it's just unethical as fuck.
Well, the one that really caught my eye was a guy called Scott Tucker. Mm-hmm. Scott Tucker ran he was a race car driver. He turned into a race car driver because he made so much money from payday loans. Stupid amount of money.
He was the one loaning the money.
But he ran a company. Yeah. And the reason how he got around it by using a Native American tribe, using their name. He upfront with them, he told them what they were doing. He was cutting them in on all the profits or anything. He wasn't doing anything legal to them. Mm. But the reason why people couldn't kind of shut it down is because they were saying that their offices were on like Native American land. Mm-hmm. So they have their own laws and shit there, so you can't go in there, or the feds can't go in there and do anything about it. So that's how he kind of was invincible. And there was a lot of money that people owed him, and it was just like people would borrow $300, right? And then they would have, if you didn't pay it off in full by the term, there would be 95 pounds like right on top of that straight away. And then you would have to pay these fees until the whole thing was paid off. Yeah. But by that point, you've already paid them like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So he ended up going to court, and they wanted to put him in jail for life for this. That was a lot of money. It was in the hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Mm. They wanted to put him in jail for life. Now, I was watching it, and I was like, this guy's had an adopted daughter, and he had a family, and he had all these race cars, which they took away. I was fine with. Mm. He had a nice big mansion. You want to take that away, put him in a shack, that's cool. put someone in jail for life for something that wasn't like that, nobody was really harmed. I mean, maybe people did off themselves because of it or whatever. I mean, but him not personally harming anyone for life is crazy.
It seems to me like, yeah, like there's, I feel like there's crimes out there where people are getting away with, like, there's people who get, you know, there's people who get away with like rape because they have a promising sports career.
Yeah,
and then that's ridiculous. To me, that should have a fixed sentence.
Yeah.
Whereas things like this, although illegal, yeah, maybe bankrupt the guy, prevent him from getting involved in any sort of thing like that.
Which they did, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like you say, but nah, that's not a jail for life worthy sentence, if you ask me. Like,
that was the initial, and then I think they got him down to, I think he's doing 16 years, but I didn't think 16 years for a guy his age. I mean, he's in his early, late 50s, and I was like, I feel bad because he's got a kid. You know what I mean? It's like, now you have a kid out there without a dad, roaming around there without a dad for 16 years. And it's like, why? Because he swindled some people out of some money? Fair enough. You want to send him to jail for like, I'd say 10 years max. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get out in 7.
Yeah, man. That just, yeah. Like, for the thing is, I think is when you put it next to people who do really horrific shit and aren't in jail for life.
Yeah, that's what...
I think that's what it is we're marrying it up next to what I would consider a crime, a problem. Like, oh, the guy's obviously committed a crime, there's victims of it, he should be responsible. Like, the money that he has earned should go back to the people that he has wronged.
Yeah.
If you ask me, I mean, don't just take that money and just stick it away. It should be dispersed in any way that it can be between the victims of whatever this guy's created. But jail for life seems fucking ridiculous.
Maybe that was just their initial thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but they're like,
Well, I think it goes to show that money's more valuable than
a lot of things.
A lot of other things, yeah. That's what gets me a little bit. But
That one caught my eye. I recommend it, all of them. There's like 5 different episodes. Oh, and they also had the Volkswagen thing. You remember a couple of years ago how Volkswagen, they had bad diesel, whatever it was.
They were messing with the software in the cars, so it was giving a false reading.
I do remember this,
Yeah, so I didn't even know. I knew about it, but I was like, oh, they probably screwed up. Like, they intentionally did that shit. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That's what gets me nowadays is it's so obvious that if you have money, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Was it,
You still had to pay $2.8 billion.
It's a lot of money.
Was it Sergio Aguero recently just got a suspended sentence for tax evasion because the sentence was under 2 years and it was his first offence? I was like, no, he's gone away with that because he's rich as fuck.
Well, yeah, because he has the best lawyers, I assume.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean, but like, was it Sanchez?
Yeah, it was Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah. He was convicted of tax fraud.
In Spain. Funny that, there's quite a lot of them popping up in Spain. Yeah. So Messi had one, Ronaldo's.
Neymar, I'm sure.
Well, tax dodging haven over there.
All the big players over there.
That's the type of shit that should be fucking penalises rich people avoiding paying their tax.
Yeah.
That fucks me off big time. Especially when, like, I'm not rich enough to know how to avoid my tax. My tax is automatically deducted from my salary.
See, but I think the argument with that would be, like, even with the amount that they've paid, even with the amount that they've hidden away, they still pay more than we'll ever pay in our lifetime. Fair enough, it should be more, but it's still a lot of money that they're kicking into, not only taxes up front, but they're paying a lot of money in charities and doing a lot of other good. So I can understand, not necessarily sweeping that under the rug, but I understand like a suspended sentence for someone. He's worth more to them out of jail anyway.
Yeah, well, no, well, definitely.
Putting
him
in jail is not going to do anything for that community, you know?
I mean, it's not so much him, but I think there's, not even him, maybe like you say he's a sports star, but like rich people themselves tend to get away with...
Oh, yeah, they get away with more.
That's one
thing. And that's also because you can afford the best defence
line. Exactly,
and the money talks at the end of the day.
We're just coming off of the, and instead of watching anything new, I've just been rewatching Scrubs.
I saw some Scrubs this week too. Yeah.
I was getting right into it. I was just like, do you know when that first came out? 2001.
Oh, God, I feel old now.
2001 was the first series.
Yeah, that's right. October 2nd, 2001.
It's a good show.
I know that because as soon as I put it on, I was like, when did this come on? Shit, I shouldn't have looked that up.
Did you watch the later version? It was kind of like, it was bad.
It was like, oh, so they had like the new people in. Well, apparently, it was meant to just be a new round of people, but then they threw in the old characters as well.
Ah.
Because I don't know whether they read it and thought, this is shit, but we've already paid for this, we might as well chuck these.
We already got all these sets, what are we going to do?
But like, I was feeling old then because like I've now realised that I have like, watched the beginning and end, or have been around for the beginning and end of three of the biggest shows of all time: Friends, Scrubs, and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. These are all massive sitcom shows that have started and finished.
Have you watched The Sopranos? I know it's not a sitcom.
I've never watched The Sopranos.
Oh my god, that's the greatest season.
I really want to, but like I know how it ends. Not any of the stories, but I know exactly what happens in the last episode. Like the way
it's still worth it. It's still working.
Well, that's what it's on my list.
But it's actually up, that ending's actually up to your interpretation.
That's true, yeah.
I think I've just got to find the that's what I'm saying. It's one minute, is it like 10 C's?
No, it was 6 C's.
It's 6, but they're not, like, the last, like, 2 or 3 are, like...
The last season is split into two really weird halves. Like, two-thirds is, like, the first half of the season, and then there's, like, 6 episodes that make up the last half of the season.
It's definitely on my list, dude.
Oh, it's so good.
You've got to, because not only is it an absolutely fantastic drama, it's actually a black comedy as well.
It is.
There's so much humour within it that, that people... I don't think give it credit for.
Right, I'll get back to you guys. I'll find time for The Sopranos.
I think that it's the greatest show ever too, because it sent the template for like all of those types of shows that followed, like Sons of Anarchy, and like where the main character you root for, but he's still an asshole. You know what I mean? Like he still does bad stuff. Yeah. Like so, we've talked about
Tony Soprano, Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You don't want these bad guys to get caught. You're almost rooting against the law.
And if you can pull that off, great writers,
Well, apparently as well, I was listening to a podcast, the guy was talking about Narcos, and he was rooting for Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, you do.
Do you know what I mean? It's nuts how, actually, right, it's good writing can make you root for a really, really awful person.
Narcos is really good.
And they'll never, ever touch a Hitler TV series. Can you imagine that? It's like, oh, I hope them bloody Brits don't catch him.
If someone can do that, that'd
be great. Just keeping on the TV, so I'm not up to date, but I've been watching sporadically episodes of Black Mirror.
Ooh.
And I am scared for the future. Like, it fucking terrifies me. As well as that, I watched a video of two robots.
Oh, God.
One walking along and opening a door and holding it open for the other robot to walk through.
See, that didn't bother me until I realised that it looked like the robots from Black Mirror, and I was like, oh, this is
crazy. And then there's the video of the robot jumping.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, just stop. Fucking stop.
They're going to take us out soon.
Like, we've all seen Terminator. Let's just not run the risk, shall we? Shall we just leave it there?
Yeah. Right. Technology's getting to like a weird, weird phase right now. But
I think it's because it's maybe not so bad for like.
Yeah, you're talking about that, like the AI and all that kind of stuff. It just reminded me of the Facebook one that they had to shut it down.
Is that true, though?
Well, allegedly they had to shut it down because the two programs started communicating with one another and created their own language that the guys who had created the AI
couldn't know what it was.
So they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
They just unplugged it.
That makes my palms sway. I won't lie to you. Like,
I heard that was like, well, maybe it was Facebook just kind of covering it up, but I don't know if that's 100% true. But if it is true, that's scary as shit.
That is fucking terrifying. That's smart, isn't it? Like, that's... Like, because anyone with a logical brain will realise that human beings are going to destroy each other. So what is the safest thing to do? As if all these fucking sci-fi films have said, I'm destroying you, I'm killing you to help you. You know what I mean? That's the only thing you can do to the human race. Otherwise, we're going to blow each other up. My eye is itching like crazy. Oh, no. Like, the man's listening. They're trying to poison me. That's what's happening right now. Right, it scares the life out of me. But yeah, Black Mirror. I've watched, I think, like the first 3 seasons. I'm behind on season 1.
What's your favourite episode so far?
I think the one...
Andy, have you seen it?
I've seen a couple of episodes. It's actually the soundtrack I ended up getting more into.
Oh, right.
My friends turned me on to the soundtrack a couple of years ago. And he's just like, yo, go have a listen to this. He's like, you never know what you might find there, breaks-wise, sound-wise, stuff that you can create. you know, hip hop tracks and that kind of stuff out of it. So, and then that then led me to go, oh, what the fuck is this all about?
Yeah.
And sat and watched a couple of episodes, but I can't say I've.
You can only watch like you can only watch two or maybe two max at a time, because otherwise you just you stick your phone in the fridge and just fucking leave it there. I think the one I liked, I won't go into too much because Andy's not seen it, is the one where.
Spoiler alert.
That's all right.
It's the one where the guy. They're all wearing these the lenses, basically, or they have the chips in their head, and you can block people so that you can see their outline, but it's all fuzzy.
Yeah, that was
and
a good
it's
one.
The one where it's the two guys talking in a hut, and it's it was the Christmas episode, I think, season one.
Yeah, it was with the guy's daughter.
Yeah, with the guy's daughter, and he can't see the daughter and he can't see his ex because his ex has blocked him, so they're just fuzzy shapes.
Yeah.
And that was fucking...
That was crazy. That
blew, it was the ending... Where like he's basically stuck wherever he's stuck.
Yeah.
And it's just on a loop and they can like adjust the time.
Oh yeah, speed it up and slow it down. Oh, man,
I was watching it just like But I've heard that season 4 is pretty unbelievable.
I liked did you see Archangel, the one with the girl?
I've not seen any of season 4.
Oh, I don't know if that's season 4. I don't know where it is, it's all a blur to me now.
That is season 4, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at, but like I'm just trying to, like, I feel like I have to be in a certain frame of mind to watch it. Like, I have to almost have had a really good day and just need brought down a peg. I can't watch it if I'm feeling sad, because afterwards I'm just like, it's all futile.
Yeah.
We're all fucked anyway.
Crack your phone, slit your wrist.
That type of thing, man, yeah. Let's have a look. I'm scrolling through Mike's notes, because he doesn't give too much detail on the old notes.
I know, I should start, because maybe I'll be able to form sentences on the podcast.
I want to hear what this one is. The only word that's written down in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, is winter.
No, that was me deleting. It was Winter Olympics.
Oh, right, okay. All right, I just thought Mike was going to complain about how cold it is.
Did you see...
I like the top one that we have there.
Yeah, did you see that?
So
Elon Musk.
It says here in front of me, is Elon Musk a supervillain?
You're killing my setup here. So, yeah, Elon Musk is basically doing NASA's job for them.
And
a lot better by sending the rocket up into space. And that rocket had a car with a dummy in it, which is just floating around in space. Aliens are looking at us like, not only does that planet stink.
Yeah, they're now taking the piss.
What are they doing there?
Did he not then land the rockets back on Earth and fire it up?
Yeah, simultaneously. It was really weird. It looked like it was all staged.
So
like,
not only is he mugging off NASA because they just dumped their rockets out.
Yeah.
He's going... Oh, look what I can do. Why don't you just reuse them? Look at
I
that.
Know, right? You put yours in the water? Oh, weird, mine are right here. We're gonna use them next week.
What was it Megan said to me? Like, his workers wanted to union up, but he said, if you don't union up, I'll give you
a trip to Mars.
It was something like
He's like...
There's something like a bowling alley or something stupid. He's like, if you don't union, I'll give you this.
And they said, a deal.
What happened? The union goes like, what happened, Steve? Well, good news.
Are those bowling shoes, Steve? What are you...
I think he's as close to Iron Man as we're going to get in real life.
Don't you think that, like, and I'm stealing this, but like... Governments around the world should hire people like him to fix problems that we all have all the time. Like, be like, hey, you've just put a rocket up into orbit for probably a fraction of the price that NASA do it. So why don't you work on homelessness? Go. You know what I mean? Give him like $10 million and go work on it. What can
you do with this?
Yeah. Get all the smart people in the room and let them fix shit.
Imagine if he just sent all the homeless people into space, though. They'd be like, well...
Oh, other public services and things as such are all outsourced to private companies anyway, so why should that not happen?
Why not? Dive in.
Why not? And probably it's been the interesting. I'm just having a quick look here on Google, and what I'm seeing is that not only is obviously going into space, he's also got initial approval to start digging a tunnel to create a hyperloop between like New York, Philly, Baltimore, Washington, that kind of thing. So to dig like a big fuck off tunnel.
Oh mate, that's how fucking Godzilla started. Like,
selling flamethrowers we talked about in the last time.
None of the smart people in the world ever watched a sci-fi movie. let's just create AI. Let's just dig deep into the earth and see what. Oh man, we're all.
So yeah, the cars would go into the tunnel and they'd be on electric skates, and that would whisk the riders and their cars to their destination. In no time at all, no traffic accidents, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, that'd be another one that in LA, because their traffic is horrendous out here. Sounds awful. But yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Talking about high technology, really awkward segue. I have an unpopular opinion.
Here we go.
I was not a massive fan of Black Panther.
Oh, so you're racist? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if I've ever told you this, Mike, but I hate you. No, it's like, I was saying this, like, I went to see, I have watched all the Marvel movies. I'm a massive, massive comic book geek fan of the books, of the film itself, of the films themselves.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I didn't enjoy it, but everyone's going on about it like, oh man, this is the best film Marvel have ever released. This is phenomenal. It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack's amazing. Story's good. It's cast really well. I think it's brilliant for what it does for black actors and female actors. It portrays them as really strong and fantastic. Like, for people who may feel underrepresented in film, that's phenomenal. It's just not one of my favourite Marvel movies. And every time every time I sort of say that to them, they've been like, but what about this? I'm like, yeah, I enjoyed it, but like, I wouldn't even put it in my top 8.
Alright.
Well, not in my top, I can't really name it, but it's not in my top 5. Like, I enjoyed it, it'll be in my circulation of films I'll stick on when I'm bored, but like, it wasn't as good as Civil War or Winter Soldier. And that's just my opinion. But it's proving to be, I've not put that on Twitter because I'm scared people will call me a racist.
If you don't like Obama, if you don't like Black Panther, you're pretty much in the KKK.
I hate all black people. Yeah, that's what it is. But no, it's like, it's a great film. It looks fantastic, like, because obviously it's set in the fictional African nation of Wakanda. So it's got this, like, it's got, they've obviously taken a lot of inspiration from actual African tribes.
Yeah.
So like, the ceremonies and the way they dress and the way the buildings are designed and all that type of shit looks amazing.
It looks great.
And it's brilliant because it portrays it in a way that, you see, I'd imagine, like, Africans have not been portrayed in a way of films, you know what I mean? They're a strong, independent nation with excellent resources and technology, and, you know what I mean? It almost comes at the end of the film. I won't spoil it. Spoiler alert. I don't know. Is anyone actually going to see it? Are you guys interested?
I've seen it, yeah.
All right, cool. The end of the film, because they have, I don't know, I won't go into why they have what they have, but they have excellent resources and super advanced technology compared to the rest of the world, but they've never ever went out and got involved in trade with other nations because they don't want other people to then turn what they have bad, but they've decided they have to go out and try and help the world. And I just thought it kind of flipped the whole thing on its head, because there's a line in the film where one of the main guys, sort of main compatriot, says, if you let the refugees in, you let their problems in. Yes. And I found it so crazy for a black person
to be saying that.
Yeah. I was just like, and then surely I was thinking, because like, I don't care, but like, I thought people who maybe, I don't think racists would have seen it, but like, anyone who maybe had a weird thing on refugees would have been like, but
you can't say that.
You've got all this resources and technology. Why wouldn't you share with other people?
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, look, it was a good film, but I didn't think it was a great film.
I disagree. I thought it was, I kind of have to say this. In fact, I go to the meetings on Thursday and I'll get killed. No, I thought it was good. I'm into like the Marvel stuff. I'll go watch it, but like, I won't go out of my way to go watch it. I certainly won't go to the theater and watch it, but like, I heard a lot about this. They did a good job of selling it, and like, the culture, air quotes, the culture did a good job of selling it. Like, I thought it was good just for what you said about taking things that are happening now and putting that in that movie.
For those reasons, I thought it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent. I thought, because all the main characters and the action heroes are black people, and all the warriors, the actual prince's guard,
they do the work of women. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, for that reason, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it looked amazing. I thought all the cast members were great, but just didn't rank in my top Marvel movies.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, that's an unpopular opinion of the week.
It's funny, like, I was joking before, but like, people, you can't say, like, if someone doesn't like something that features predominantly black people, that you're racist after that. Don't do that. You're hurting the cause.
That's what, it's like we've talked about, like, the feminism thing. It's almost cheapening the actual struggles. Just because I didn't like this film. Well, the thing is, it's not that I didn't like it, but I prefer other Marvel movies to it.
Yeah.
Like, I put it on a par with some of the other not the ones that weren't so well received, was I just seemed to, because I went and seen it with Megan and a couple of her pals, and at the end of it they were all raving. That may have been to do with Michael B. Jordan's gratuitous topless scene.
He makes you want to get in the gym, doesn't
he? Shit, man. I was just doing push-ups in the aisle. It's like, I got this. Although, he was saying, so he has, like, his character has all these self-inflicted scars for every kill that he has.
Yeah.
So to protect my masculinity, when they were all swearing, I goes, he looks like a Braille edition of Attitude magazine. Which I was quite proud
of. They kind of scream, they kind of...
Zing! That's going to hurt that famous...
You got the multi-millionaire Michael B. Jordan.
I got him. Yeah, he's going to be so upset.
I was on Twitter, as I normally am, and in a conversation about Black Panther. Oh, I was reading a tweet about it. So someone wrote, just saw a Black Panther movie with, it says True Right, but it was a typo. It says, happy to report, it's an excellent film, really, really good. And someone wrote, people in the theater were booing, including me, couldn't wait for it to be over. And I wrote, who goes to a movie to boo? Why would you go to a movie to boo? Why would you just get up and walk out?
That's not even the craziest thing. Have you seen the actual racists posting fake pictures of white people getting beaten up to go and see Black Panther?
Who has the time?
What the fuck? Who has the time? Who has the mental capacity to think that shit up?
It's crazy.
That is bananas.
People are out of their minds.
I was like, surely this is people trolling. And I was like, no, there's more than one of this. And someone even was at, my girlfriend and me went to see Black Panther, and then someone said, you at the wrong theater! And then punched her in the face, and then had a photo of a girl with a punched face.
On the other side of that, because I'm going to be the balance here, I saw it was an older white woman on Twitter. It was like, can you please let me know when it's okay to buy tickets? It's like, come on, just go fucking buy tickets.
Yeah, I was just like,
no one's going to throw you out of the movie. I think that's racist.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? We get it. You're super equal.
Yes.
You delicate flower. Go and see the fucking film. It's about a mythical nation that doesn't exist, about a man who wears a cat suit that is existing within a necklace.
Wakanda's fictional.
Oh man, like I say, it was good. It just wasn't one of my top Marvel movies.
Yeah, and
people just disagreed with me on that.
No, I think a lot of people are going to go that way just because they don't want to seem racist, but they don't want to go with what the majority is. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh,
I
think it's a great movie.
It was an unpopular opinion. Like I say, I did not enjoy the film, and then I went to see it twice because
really?
To see Megan, but then I took Riley to see it as well.
Yeah,
I think we'll see these films once to make sure it's not, because some of them, but there was a couple of bits because of people just getting shot. And I was they're not. None of them are wearing costumes. Fuck. That's just people getting murdered.
There's really no blood, though. I was thinking about that too. Yeah,
there was a bit where the woman gets a throat cut and nothing. I was like, all right.
This is weird.
Everyone bleeds. But yeah, that was my unpopular opinion of the week.
I'm trying to. Andy, do you have an unpopular opinion of the week?
Usually anything that comes out of my mouth. So.
He's never watched Game of Thrones.
No, I still never watched Game of Thrones.
That's unpopular.
That.
You're going to have to deal with us next year when it comes back. It'll just be every episode me and Mike going,
oh, God. Khaleesi.
Have we run out of things to say?
Mm-mm-mm. You'll be happy. We kind of wrap this up.
Well, we just call this one Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
And then no one will know why we're saying that until the very last second.
I know, right?
Podcast. Right, well, we'll wrap up there. So we're going through a bit of a transitional period at the moment, but... Mm-hmm. We're coming off of bumpers, so this is going to be available on iTunes and YouTube at the moment.
I'll start putting them up on YouTube as well.
We'll get ourselves a hosting site, and then we're going to try and go live on the Android store, YouTube, Facebook. We have big ideas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we do.
Bumpers may be going down, but we are not. We are staying afloat. We have many ideas, not all of them good.
Mine are never good.
Yeah, but they are ideas. New graphic coming in soon as well, thanks to the wonderful
Andy
Henderson.
You.
Yeah, actually, we'll say that now. I put up a post on Facebook to see how many people I knew that had skills, because I tried to do something and couldn't. But Andy replied within a couple of hours with a beautiful. Have you seen it?
I haven't actually.
You don't see it? Go to the mail on the actual page.
Yeah, he did a really good. He did a really good job. Thanks a lot, Andy. Andy's one of our. Our listen, we gotta have Andy on one day.
Yeah, that'd be good. That guy has opinions on opinions on opinions.
It's really, really good.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's exactly what we look for. It's awesome. So let's see, carrying on.
Thank you.
Yeah, Andy's had a look. It's bang on. Eh?
Is that on the page already?
It's on the. No, it's just on the messenger account.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, Andy admin, because he's part of the family now.
Nice.
And he knows how to work things.
I know how to work things too.
Well, yeah, find us on, we're on iTunes at the moment. We changed channels due to bumpers going down. So yes, we are the Monkey Sword Fight podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
Hopefully get the audio uploaded to YouTube. Maybe some videos in the future.
Yeah.
Definitely going to do a video one, I think, for a wee tester soon. Nice. Next few weeks. So
do you have a decent enough camera?
We've got GoPros and that. Yeah.
Oh, so right, cool. All right.
I'm just looking around now.
I have to clean this place up. Jeez,
sorry, places here. We'll have to make it look official. We'll get your light box in the background and shit. We'll make it
Oh, nice. Yeah. MSF, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
I tell you guys, we've got plans. But yeah, find us on Facebook, Monkey Sword Fight. I'm on Twitter, at Monkey Sword Pod. We'll probably set up an actual Twitter at some point too.
I'm @_mdots on Twitter.
Macapella's kicking about.
At Macapella,
fine.
Macman.
Well, thank you again. I want to say as well, we never touched on this last week, but we thank you to Mike and his daughters for the brand new theme music.
Oh, yeah.
And Brandy Mack for giving it that wee pro touch as well. That was a...
Yes.
So you've got the kids one for the intro, because I had to give them their
shine.
And then we've got the remix for the end coming out of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I liked about it as well, actually? I thought about this, and this was a deeper meaning than was ever intended, but like, your kids have got this really nice, like, American Scottish diction.
Yeah.
And I think you can hear it. You can hear them. It sounds American and Scottish at the same time. So I think it fucking just mashes the podcast in there nicely. So
it sounds great, yeah.
Fucking nice one, Skyler. Nice one, Skyler and Sienna. Although your dad should never let you listen to this.
They won't.
But no, thanks again, guys. Look us up. Take care. Any words from anyone else?
Love
you. Love you all.
Bye. Loving you.
Nice.